This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC headlines from the WGXC newsroom. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Daily Freeman is reporting that communities throughout the region will host parades and fireworks displays, among other activities, to celebrate Independence Day. Some of the events are as follows. In Albany, the New York State's 4th of July celebration is at the Empire State Plaza, Eagle Street, and Madison Avenue in Albany at 2 p.m. with live music from the Rascals, Black Rock Zydeco Band, and more, and then a fireworks display. The area's largest probably is in Albany. Cairo Air is a parade beginning at 2 p.m. today, stepping off near the Hannaford Grocery Store on Main Street and traveling to the Angela Canna Town Park in Cairo. Following the parade, there will be Cairo Little League holding a ceremony commemorating the 40th anniversary of the ball field at the park, after which members of the Cairo Police and Fire Departments will face off in a softball game. There will also be music, vendors, and other activities at the park after 2 p.m., and fireworks will be shot at dusk. In Catskill, there will be fireworks at dusk on Saturday, July 5th on West Main Street near Bridge Street in the village. In Claremont, there will be an old-fashioned Independence Day celebration from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. today, Friday, July 4th, at the Claremont State Historic Site on Route 9G. The day's festivities include 18th-century crafts, reenactors, music, entertainment, and hot food. Later, there will be live music and hot food available until the Saugerties fireworks begin at dusk across the Hudson River. In Durham, there will be a parade at 11 a.m. Saturday, July 5th, which travels down Main Street Route 145 from Golden Hill Road to the Michael J. Quill Irish Cultural and Sports Center, and there will be fireworks again at dusk. In Kinderhook, the 4th of July People's Parade is at the Village Square, 6 Hudson Street, 11 a.m. Friday, July 4th. You can decorate your car, stroller, wagon, garden tractor, bike, anything you can push, pull, ride, you can bring into the parade. The parade steps off at the park on Rothermull Lane and ends in the Village Square. In Saugerties, a parade will step off at 11 a.m. Friday, July 4th from Saugerties High School on Washington Avenue Extension, wind through the village, and ends at the Canteen Field Sports Complex. The Cole Brothers Circus of Stars will have two performances at the Canteen Field, one at 2 p.m. and one at 5 p.m., and then there will be those fireworks shot off at dusk seen on both sides of the Hudson River. In Tannersville, a parade will step off from the car wash on Main Street at 3 p.m. Saturday, July 5th, and travel to the Village Hall and the Firehouse. Refreshments will be provided at the Firehouse. Additionally, there will be music and craft vendors on Main Street and from noon to 4 p.m. This is Saturday, July 5th. Also, a display of the area's history will be exhibited at the Village Hall in Tannersville. In Windham, tonight, a parade will wind through town beginning at 7 p.m. Friday, July 4th, and be followed by a barbecue and music at the Base Lodge at Windham Mountain Ski Resort. Fireworks will begin about 9 p.m. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman that supporters of an effort to brand Palinville as a tourist destination are confident the hamlet can attract visitors without becoming a burden on residential property owners. At a town board meeting Tuesday, July 1st, community organizers sought to clarify a study released in April by students at SUNY Albany. The study promoted the potential economic benefits of focusing on tourism while retaining the community's rural character. Town board members last month heard from several Palinville residents who were upset by proposals to boost tourism in the hamlet. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is Friday, July 4th, 2014, and there aren't any public meetings that we know about. The National Weather Service in Albany says today there will be periods of showers mainly before noon with a high near 73. Friday night, it should be mostly cloudy, gradually becoming mostly clear, with a low around 53. Saturday should be sunny with a high near 81 and a low around 52. Sunday should also be sunny with a high near 87 and a low around 63. Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms return to the area with a high near 89 and a low around 69. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.